Good morning.
Yes. Okay, it's 9:37. I seem to be getting later and later every day. I have to stop this because this way lies madness. 9:37, October the 3rd, 2019. Morning, aloha. Whatever. It's a pretty morning. It's a pretty morning by comparison for the last couple, which were gray and dreary. Gray and dreary. This one is at least got a little bit of sun up there. There's clouds off to the east. They're breaking up. They're heading eastward. I got another big band coming in over the mountains, but in the middle there's some nice blue sky. Sun feels good. My fingers are cold. I had a reasonable night's sleep last night. But I'm already yawning this morning. I'm feeling the call of a nap. I don't know exactly why, but probably because I am overtired. And one good night's sleep doesn't pay back all of the other bad nights of sleep. So, yeah, that's probably a factor. Post's going to be late. I've got to go back. I've got to go home. I've got to do a grocery run. I've got to do some civil business at the mailbox. So I got stuff I've got to do between now and the time where I can take my boots off and sit down and get this post up. Today's Thursday. Okay. Thursday the 3rd. I have to do a post for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers tomorrow. I've decided. One of the new writers that I've been sort of coaching wants one on indie marketing. So, pretty much all of them are indie marketing, one way or another. I'm also thinking about, I got to do a dog and pony at the Boulder Writers Association in about 2 weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday. I'm thinking about content marketing. I'm thinking about the concept of content marketing. Content marketing is the practice of providing valued content to the people who want to use your product. And if you're selling, you know, stuff, if you're selling lawnmowers, then, you know, writing an article on proper lawnmower maintenance, okay, yeah. So I can see that makes a certain amount of sense. But for authors, particularly fiction writers, novelists, novellas, short story. The thing you're selling is your story. And taking time away from writing the next story in order to do content marketing in order to sell this story. It's a bit problematic. Because the one content that's of value, the one content that is without a question valuable to your audience, is your next work. And while I get the idea of content marketing, the problem with content marketing for writers is that the content and the goal is not one that can be measured online. If you look at all the articles on content management, content marketing, talking about, you know, counting your reach and you know, how many retweets and how much engagement you have and all the rest of that as symptoms that your marketing is working. And at best, it's proxy. It's not actually a direct measurement. At best, it's a proxy. It's a stand-in for okay. I'm walking along, talking. The guy is staring at me. His mouth is open. I wave. He turns around. Okay. Fine. So the difficulty with content marketing for writers in particular is that in order to do it, you need to take your major product, which is your writing, your story, and stop doing that in order to do content marketing content instead. And here's the difficulty. Here is the real problem. And it goes back to social capital. It goes back to the transactional nature of social media as a conversational two-way communications channel. And the fact that your social capital is invisible to you. How much social capital you have with any individual, and that's the key here, it's going to be different with every individual you interact with. And more to the point, all the individuals that you don't interact with who are lurking in the background, watching, listening, reading, whatever, and not actually interacting. And so if I were to turn this podcast, for example, into a political rant on a somewhat daily basis, it's not like I don't have plenty of content, but it's not really what the point of this podcast is. I really don't want to be thinking about that crap. And I can use the same time to be thinking about things like, okay, where's the story going? What am I going to post for Rocky Fiction Writers to help give back to the community? What am I going to do for Boulder Writer Alliance Association? Whatever it is. I can't remember now. BWA. Not to be confused with BWI, which is Baltimore Airport. So social capital is how the people who follow you rate you. And as long as you keep the yes going, which I've talked about numerous times in the past, as long as you keep yes going, you're good, because not every transaction is going to be a winner, not every blog post is going to find the audience it's intended for. Not every tweet is going to even be seen by everybody. And not everybody who sees it is going to be impressed with it. And if they aren't impressed with it, then you lose a little social capital. Every time you post something, you're getting a response that's measured in social capital that the person who sees it either grants or removes from your reputation. Get ready to say it with me. Monk post. So if you've got a lot of social capital, then the chances are pretty good, actually, that if you get a clinker, they may not even actually take any away. They may just say, well, okay, that's fine. The more clinkers you have, the more aware the reader is, the more likely it is that they're gonna clink you. So every post, every tweet, every Facebook, whatever, is an opportunity for you to either do good or do evil. And here's the problem. You don't know what any given reader, what any given follower considers to be valuable content. So there's a lot of people who like to post coffee memes on the Golden Age Solar Clipper Facebook group. Probably the single most common meme post going is coffee. Sometimes multiple people will post the same one because it's Facebook and they don't necessarily see the other ones until they actually do a page refresh or something. Or maybe it's been pushed down below the fold and they just didn't see it when they posted. Happens a lot. You get two. I haven't seen threes, but I have seen twos. And I've seen some stuff that's get posted, you know, this month, and then if you go back and look, it was posted the month before, and maybe even a couple of months before that, and that's okay. It's not, that's not significant. But I've also had people come to me and say, okay, it's nothing personal, but I can't take any more coffee memes. There's more to the books than coffee, but all these people want to talk about is coffee. So I'm going to quit the group. Thanks for the sponge number. Move on. And it's like, okay, fine. Oh, shoot, it's because of sponge numbers. I wonder how many I'm behind. Oh, crap. I'll have to fix that. So it's one of those... It's one of those things, this content marketing idea, where you provide content, where you give somebody who's looking for something the chance to find you instead. And when you're doing lawnmowers, when you're doing widgets, when you're doing, for that matter, when you're doing nonfiction, sure. Absolutely. People are looking for help with XYZ. If you're a person who can provide help with XYZ, then yes, do some little content management. Do some blogging, do some whatevers. Fiction is backwards. Fiction is, it's the other side of the coin. I firmly believe this. I've seen it. And while I appreciate that my lived experience with it is pretty much the definition of anecdotal, but the reality of it is that content marketing for fiction writers is write the next story. And if you're going to do content marketing, which I really... We're all doing content marketing. It's just, what is our content? Your content is not your blog post. Content is not your Twitter presence. All that stuff is dialogue. And if you're not If you're not going to do the dialogue, if you're not going to participate in the conversation, don't start the conversation. One of my fellow Putty Books authors is the poster child for this. All day long, every couple of hours at least, there's an automated post room on Twitter. And it's usually some sort of joke. And it's usually about dragons. That should come as no surprise that he writes stories about dragons. And yeah, he doesn't really engage. The posts come out on automatic fashion. He's not taking part in a conversation. He's just throwing his name in a stream. Once in a great while. Probably as often as I do. He'll get in and have a conversation on Twitter. Now, I don't have conversations on Twitter. I used to have them a lot. There aren't a lot of people to have conversations with on Twitter anymore. But I do post the first word of this conversation on Twitter on the days when I'm here to have the conversation. So even though the conversation doesn't happen on Twitter, the conversation happens here. It happens on the post for each individual episode. It happens with me talking to you about the things that I promised you I would talk about, which is whatever is top of mind, assuming it's my story to tell. Assuming it can. There's stuff at CIFRA that I can't talk about. It's held under confidentiality agreements. It's my duty to the organization to not share things that are confidential. Which means that I may have days where I walk and don't talk much because I'm too busy stewing over whatever CIFRA was doing. Whatever Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers doing. Cautiously optimistic about next year's conference. There's a new team at play. I don't know. There's a trust issue involved. It's like, do we trust them to do the right thing here? Do we respond? Do we help them? And if we do, are we going to be shafted again? So there's a lot of issues throwing around that. So anyway, I have to write a blog post between today and tomorrow for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers for next week. Week from Friday, week from tomorrow. What's your story? It's going to be the title of it. I wonder what it's going to say. At any rate, I am still reading Chris Hechtel's Wandering Engineer. I cannot tell you why, other than the story has me hooked. I can't look away from the story. I actually took my watching time. I didn't watch my episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yesterday because I just took the time to do the reads because I wanted to read the book. I wanted to find out what happened next. I did watch Mrs. Maisel last night. The episodes of them in Paris were just beautiful. Okay. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.